Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Elvis Presley. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where curiosity meets knowledge. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the life and legacy of one of the most iconic figures in music history, the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley. Now, as we journey through his extraordinary story today, I invite you to ponder the profound impact one individual can have on an entire industry, on a culture, and even on a whole generation. Elvis Presley wasn't just an entertainer. He was a cultural phenomenon. But what was it about him that captivated the world? And how is his influence still felt today? Elvis Aaron Presley was born on January 8, 1935, in Tupelo, Mississippi. His early life wasn't glamorous by any means. He grew up in a humble, working-class family, experiencing the struggles faced by many Americans during the Great Depression and World War II. Yet, despite these hardships, or perhaps because of them, music became an integral part of his life. From the gospel songs he sang in church to absorbing the blues in Memphis, Elvis was something of a musical sponge. Have you ever wondered what it must be like to carry the hopes and dreams of a family in such difficult times? Elvis's mother, Gladys, was exceptionally supportive of his talents. It's worth considering how support from even just one person can ignite our aspirations. Do you have someone who believed in you like that? Or have you been that person for someone else? Elvis's career really began to take shape in the early 1950s. In 1954, he recorded his first single, That's All Right, at Sun Records. This moment is often marked as the birth of his career, and indeed, modern rock and roll. It's fascinating to think about how a simple recording session in Memphis could spark such a monumental shift in music. Can you imagine the energy in that room as Elvis's unique sound filled the air for the first time? It's important to acknowledge that Elvis was influenced by a variety of music genres, rhythm and blues, country and gospel, just to name a few. His style was something completely new, a fusion of different cultural sounds and influences. In essence, he was harmonizing racial boundaries and bringing together diverse audiences in a time when America was deeply divided. But beyond the music, it was his riveting performances that captivated audiences. Elvis had presence, he had charisma, and that famous hip shaking, which was considered quite scandalous at the time, became his trademark. This brings us to an interesting question. What is it about certain individuals that allows them to captivate an entire audience, to alter not just a sound, but a culture? As the 1950s progressed, Elvis's fame only grew. By 1956, he was a national sensation, with hits like Heartbreak Hotel, Hound Dog, and Don't Be Cruel. His appearances on television, notably The Ed Sullivan Show, solidified his status as a cultural icon. Analysts often speak about the Elvis effect, describing how he could generate frenzy with just his presence. What do you think it takes to generate such a response in the modern world of viral videos and instant fame? Is the Elvis effect still achievable, or has technology changed the landscape too much? While Elvis's career had unparalleled heights, it's also marked by complexities and struggles. In 1958, he was drafted into the U.S. Army, serving 2 years in Germany. This could have been a career-ending move, but instead, it poised him for an even bigger comeback once his service ended. Throughout the 1960s and 70s, he expanded into movies and continued to release music, though his life wasn't without personal battles. The pressures of fame, personal relationships, and health issues started to take a toll. Yet, even with these challenges, his influence grew and his music evolved. He spent much of the late 60s and early 70s doing live performances, culminating in his much-praised 1968 comeback special. Sadly, Elvis's life came to a premature end on August 16, 1977, leaving a legacy few could hope to match. He was just 42 years old when he passed away at Graceland, his Memphis home. His death is a somber reminder of the price of fame and the intense pressures faced by individuals who are thrust into the spotlight. The story of Elvis Presley is not just about rock and roll. It's about cultural shifts, personal resilience, and the transformative power of art. Elvis wasn't just a singer. He was a catalyst for change. His music forged bridges between genres, broke down barriers, and inspired countless musicians who came after him. So listeners, as we think about the indelible mark Elvis has left on music and culture, I want to pose this question. What is our role in shaping the cultural zeitgeist? Are we merely spectators, or do we have the power, like Elvis, to create a legacy that transcends our own time? Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the life and impact of Elvis Presley. I encourage you to read more about his journey and see for yourself how he became the king. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep uncovering the stories that shape our world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Elvis Presley. Thanks for listening. See you next time.